It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Ken Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 407, coming to you from way back in time so that we can enjoy some Valentine's Day goodness with our sweeties and our honey pies. And then we're also going to hang out with our wives. Come on, that's some comedy, people. That's what we do around here sometimes, occasionally, when we're not talking about basement dwelling, enjoying virtual entertainment. Now, I'm your host, Justin Worsham. And with me, as always, is the light at the end of anyone's tunnel. The sunshine upon any day. The unburnt bulb on a Christmas tree. The one, the only, TheKevinMiller.com. Jump, press circle button, Kevin.
Ah, thank you, Justin Worsham. You know, I really should prepare something. Or, while you're introducing me for a half hour, come up with something funny. But
it doesn't matter. This is still fun. I like this. I like the awkwardness of, I am thinking, but since Robot Kevin is here.
Since we've gone live, I allow the first minute of the thing to be me bouncing around. And my brain isn't on coming up with a witty comeback. I need to just come up with something.
Hi, Kevin.
That's what I should say.
I wish I had it on here. I thought I got rid of it because we hadn't used it in forever. But that robot, I forgot about that. I regret everything that I came up with.
I regret everything. Well, what happened
from dictionary.com. It's in here somewhere. I can search for it, but it's not worth it.
This episode is only going to be 30 minutes long. Justin, Right. Why are we doing that to ourselves?
Because we're going to double dip in a week, folks. So you're going to get 30 minutes of us on Wednesday. You're going to get 30 minutes of us on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then next week, you're going to get 30 minutes of us on Wednesday. You're going to get 30 minutes of us on Friday.
And before I complain too hard, I should probably remember that we usually go over.
Yeah.
So 30 minutes on one day really probably means 35 and 35 the next week. Yeah. So you're probably getting 5 more minutes of podcast goodiness.
Yes. And that what this could potentially do is it changes. There's a new thing within podcasting where if you have downloads within a month, isn't that deliciousness?
This is my chai. Yeah.
Today's episode brought to you by Chai Tea Latte and some fantastic macadamia Kona coffee blend from a French drip with just a little bit of 2% milk, people.
Drinking it like it's ours. Also, we have water bombs.
Water bombs. I didn't get that. So if we
you know our fans think we're potheads? We have a
really?
Few fans that think we're potheads, yeah.
Oh, don't touch
us. Have you seen it on Facebook a few times? Like, I would like to know what they think of weed, and a few of them are like, I don't think anything. and then they'll write back. This is a while ago. Like, well, I think Justin and Kevin should chime in on that one. And I think it's funny that people's assumption is that we're like them. I think we all do that.
Well, they relate to us. We're friends. We're in their ears. It's a very intimate medium where we're right now. We're directly into their face.
I've known a lot of potheads and hung out with a lot of potheads. Don't care for the stuff.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, I would check out the Facebook more often, but I mean, why would I kill time when I could kill time and killing time getting high?
You guys are high right now.
You guys are high as hell right now.
Cleaned up for parental.
Thank you. I also like the idea of the Facebook group being like Caesar Milan's pack mentality of, you know, okay, you have a problem, dog. I'm going to bring him to Caesar Milan. Doesn't do anything. Like, he just brings him in, and the 800 dogs that he keeps in a parking lot somewhere in South Central Los Angeles just look at this dog enough to where he's like, okay, I didn't know. All right,
I didn't know I was the only dog.
Yeah, I'm not a princess. My bad, everybody. Everybody, come here and sniff my butt, please. I just want to be accepted. And here's your dog. I fixed him.
But you were saying why we're doing 30 minutes.
Oh, because if you get 20,000 downloads in a month, then you are approached by advertisers. And if we are approached by advertisers to a degree, like, here's the thing. I don't want you to think that Kevin and I are just in it for the money. We're in it for
because
the love of the game.
We're not, because we've been doing this for over 4 years, and we've spent far more than we've ever made.
Right. So here's the thing, though. But
this cost us a kid a PlayStation.
Right. Like, right. What's his name? Owes me $80. But this means that if advertisers approach us, right, then that means that we could potentially make enough money to where maybe this becomes our jobs, and then we do shows all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't have a full-time job, if I don't have to stare at my kids, then we do more shows.
All the time.
That kid thing could be a hang-up. I might have to get rid of my children.
We make enough money, and we buy them both Xboxes.
Mm-hmm.
Kids love Disneyland Connect.
Oh, man.
babysitters.
That's coming, right? A whole generation who believes that they were raised on video games and not television. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. We got to talk about that. And we got to talk about the Kinect developing a babysitting program. Because think about it. It's smart enough, right? This is like the first step towards AI. You have a computer in your house that's interacting with a camera looking back at the kids. It would know when a child left the space. You could do identifiers to recognize when it's hitting or slapping. You'd be like, if you're not doing these 20 things that are approved material, then it just starts to yell at the kid. Stop that. Stop. Come back. Stop. It has no ability to discipline yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, Xbox, the 740 or whatever it's going to be next, it'll have this babysitting program in it.
I like it.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be called Hal.
I want to know. I want to know how you get a nanny cam when your babysitter is a cam. Like that's what that made me think of. Like, how do you observe?
You get a PlayStation iToy.
Oh, good job.
So they're watching each other.
You're brilliant.
I have the Xbox Kinect, and when I tell people about it, and I'm like, they're like, it's this camera. I'm like, no, that's the Kinect. The other one is the PlayStation. It's a little tiny camera.
Do you ever let them play with each other?
Just like look at each other.
They just got to fight, like, you know, adversarial brothers.
Well, the little one, but see, the Kinect doesn't have any peripherals, right? But the Move has got a bunch of controllers down there. So if we lived in a universe like Toy Story, when I go to sleep, the Kinect is like, I'm big and mammoth, and he's like, we got a squad.
Yeah. We're weaponized. Yeah, they literally have nunchucks like the Wii. They have a nunchuck that they
And then the nunchucks and the Wii shows up, and you're like, I don't have an eye. I can't see, but I use sonar. I think that's what bats sound like.
Before we forget, because sometimes we start talking and then we do.
Sorry, we got four episodes.
That's true. But I will get on some kind of a roll. I know us. I want to play this wonderful voicemail that our good friend, our good drinking buddy, J. Dobbs Rosa, left for me on my birthday, which was about a month ago by the time you're hearing this. My birthday was January 24th. By the way, I think I posted on the Facebook, but thank you guys for all your birthday wishes. I'll talk more about that.
And Valentine's wishes, because this was the day after Valentine's. Right. Let's talk about what we did for Valentine's.
All right. Do you want to do the voicemail first? Or
voicemail. Jordan trumps any holiday.
Right?
Hey, second funniest podcasters. It's your old drinking buddy, J-Dubs. I was just calling. Say happy birthday, Justin Worsham. Happy birthday. That's all. Also, I'd like to point out, I didn't make this call on Kevin's birthday.
I noticed.
Will from that. Where's my shirt, Kevin Miller?
You want my shirt?
How long is this voicemail?
Oh. He becomes an Armenian man negotiating some kind of transaction for goat cheese if you listen closely.
Are you kidding? The thing about Jordan is it's hard to tell whether or not that was intentional.
I know.
Because he really likes
I forgot about this when I first heard it, because I remember it was like, I was just calling to say happy birthday to Justin. That's all. That's all I had to say. And you look at the time, and it's 3.5 minutes. You're like, okay, buckle up. Here comes Jordan.
See, the thing about him, like, he can make a mistake because he's human, but if he's talking to somebody, it makes me think he waited just till this moment so that he could leave it in
his
pocket.
But if you listen, that's not his voice. Listen. I'm going to turn it up. Oh, there he is. So he has some kind of relationship with somebody from that Gangland series who constantly has to have his voice affected. Either that or this, he's hanging out with Grimace. There's Jordan.
And what are they? They're like hitting sticks? What does that sound?
Like, that's what it sounds like.
I feel
it
like this
like
is the Blair Witch
his identity. So.
I'm going to ask him.
God bless technology.
You know that.
Valentine's Day. I had wonderful roses. Not roses. I'm sorry. My wife doesn't like flowers. I had strawberries covered in chocolate And then,
did you get them from Sherry's Berries?
I did.
They're all over the radio and TV right now. I'd never heard of this place, and they are lambasting us with communications.
Yeah.
As if every minute were the Super Bowl.
We should set up an affiliate relationship with them now that I think about this.
They're great. I wanted to get them.
Because that's where I heard about them was on Adam Carolla's podcast, of which I'm
I heard
them
on K-Rock this morning, and then we were in a bar this afternoon, and I saw several commercials on Fox Sports. Continuously. Every time I looked up, it was another Sherry Berry. Very smart of them to go on a sports channel, right? Because you want to find the dudes.
And, on Valentine's Day.
And, you know, God bless them for calling it out a week before. You know, like reminding guys now and to continuously remind them over and over throughout the day. Because that's what it's going to take to get through a dumb, thick skull. Like, okay, I need to do... You know, if you were really smart, you wouldn't say the date.
But it's not even a dumb, thick skull. What it is it's a skull that is occupied.
That's what I'm saying. And don't even say when it is. Yeah. Just say, Valentine's Day, buy a present. And then the guy can be like, frack, was that now? I need to buy that now. See, because if you're like, Valentine's Day is February 14th, you're like, what is that, Tuesday? It's not even February yet. What do I care how far away? I got so much to do. And then comes February 14th morning and they haven't bought anything. But if you just keep saying Valentine's Day and you show an ad every 30 minutes, you're going to think, shoot, is that tomorrow? And then you come home with flowers and your wife's like, this is so great. How are you going to top this for Valentine's Day?
4 years of doing the show, you have never had to stop yourself from cursing so quickly, so often.
I don't know.
Shoot.
I think it's all the pain meds I took before the show.
Which I think this also opens up an interesting conversation within the genre of the show is that, okay, we have gamer girls.
Sorry if I was off topic of the show.
I'm not mad. It's brilliant.
But am I off topic of the show?
Okay, no, thanks. Because we have gamer girls that listen to the show. We have gamer guys that listen to the show.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Let's brainstorm this.
Okay.
So again, if we were,
is there an app for this?
We had an advertiser. If Sherry's Berries was on board paying the bill so that you and I could stay at home and do this show whenever we wanted, 5 days a week.
But it's not Valentine's Day.
Then we would have this pre-produced right now, would be able to be like, "Here's what you're gonna do. Here's the five top ways to take care of your gamer girl come gamer weekend Valentine's Day or whatever." Because here's what I want to know. Valentine's Day, traditional, roses, you know what I mean? Chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
But gamer girls, not the traditional lady, you know what I mean? Not that I'm saying they're whorish or they're awkward. I'm not saying that. They're every bit a lady.
Yeah.
Every bit.
If not more so.
Fantastic.
Because they're a lady a do can do.
Right?
Get into is what I meant to say.
I know
what's wrong with my brain. I need to go take a nap. Show's on you.
Peace. But I want to know, let's brainstorm, what do you do for a lady gamer for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I like this question. Yeah. And I just want to applaud Sherry's Berries because listening to all the ads, I've heard so many ads for it today and seen so many. It makes me think that when I think of Valentine's Day, now I'm thinking of Sherry's Berries. Mm-hmm. They're not an advertiser on the show.
The rose with strawberries.
That's what I'm saying. Like, make it a thing. And mm-hmm. You know, you think of Christmas and you got the stupid Coca-Cola bears or whatever, and maybe Disneyland. That's kind of what comes, you know, things to purchase come to my Toys R Us, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You got St. Patrick's Day, and I think of every cheesy, bad Irish bar. I said, Jordan, do you know that you talked for a good 3 minutes afterwards? And he said, a great 3 minutes, if you ask me. So he knew.
No, he didn't. He's just that funny.
And then a Valentine's Day or Halloween, you think of like Hershey's chocolates and all that kind of stuff. So good for them. I think the gamer girl.
I think when I think of Halloween, I think prime, like that's like the harvest for pedophile. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's.
Uh-huh.
I crashed Kevin's face. You guys can see it. He was intently listening, and it's weird to see a face change from listening, which is perfectly still, and not do anything, but know there's a lot going on behind those eyes.
Right. Like you just and then, I lost. I lose the game.
Because
I saw it in my head. I'm like, oh, no. There are a lot of kids over in
so insane to be told that we're pedophiles. Anyway, so what do you get what do you do for a lady gamer?
Well,
is a game night enough?
See, this is the problem that I'm running into now because I've decided my love language in gift form mm-hmm. is video games. And I have a very embarrassing, sad story that many years ago, as a grown-up, I threw kind of a sour, sad story after getting a Christmas with no video games for my family. I was out of college, and I was and I let my family know, what, seriously, no games?
No video games?
I have so many games on my list and got no games, to the point where my family felt bad, and the following year, again, I'm a grown-up, that I got five very sweet games, all and like just that's all I got was a stack of games. And it, but it was, that's what I wanted for Christmas. That's,
really, guys? No Sherry's Berries? Really?
What's up? Don't you love me? So when I think about it, that's what I've done with gift giving lately is like, uh-huh. you like games. So when I think about what am I going to get for Christmas and your birthday, yeah. I got you games
Skyrim games,
and,
yes.
And Skyrim, what did I get you for Christmas? Another game. Oh, Halo, which we have yet to
that's
play.
That's right. Thank you.
We need to do that.
Yeah. I played it. It was fun.
I played it. It was boring.
Oh, that's right. We played it with each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
At
yeah,
my
yeah.
house.
Yeah, we need to play it for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is that it? Do you get a gamer girl a game?
Yeah, for, that's what I'm, yeah. That's...
For my wife, when she was my girlfriend for her very first birthday when we were dating, I got her a Bluetooth headset and a case and a charger for her phone mm-hmm. for her birthday. She didn't really care for any of those things.
Really?
Yeah. But it was a good sign of the times because it was like, you're marrying a techno guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And this
since
is what
then, she's
get.
Got a Kindle and an iPod Touch, I yep. think, wasn't it, too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, I get that as an engagement present. I literally was like, you're in the family now. You need to have a gadget because
yeah.
your little phone ain't cutting it. She never uses it.
She's like Kindle like crazy.
She does. She loves yeah. it. I finally figured it out. I finally took a Kindle. But that seems like... That
but
seems
like
what's
a good
Christmas
date
present.
Night.
Yeah, well, see, that seems like a good Christmas present or a good birthday present
yeah.
is a game. So it
how
has to be something.
Romantic.
Yeah, how do you take it to the next level? A romantic game? Are there
is
romantic
there
games?
I think there's something romantic. Like I feel like, in my opinion, like a Left 4 Dead. You know what I mean? There's something.
That's a pretty goth chick, you know.
Right, but a gamer chick can handle that. Like I'm just saying. Well, hear me out. I'm not, maybe zombies and heads exploding with blood splurting everywhere is the most, you know, like, yeah, let's get it on type feeling. But, however, the cooperative aspect of it, you know what I mean? You're working together to accomplish something. So, you know, if she's hardcore, then you go Left 4 Dead. You go straight for the the jugular, you know what I mean? Move in for the kill. If she's a little bit more like, I don't know, I like Crash Bandicoot, like that kind of, then you do Little Big Planet too, you know, or
yeah.
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, okay, well.
Something where you do together.
Sure, yeah, you could play some games together.
Here's what I've learned. You do not play Halo unless that's her thing. Like if she's like, oh, I will frag your ass. And if you're not a hardcore gamer guy and you think that's a big thing, then no, just means she's going to shoot you in the head.
When Christian Pizzarani, who's been on the show, was only dating his now current wife, who I married, I performed the ceremony. We used to have Halo parties back mm-hmm. before it was a 10-year anniversary edition. It was just like regular edition.
I joined one, yep. I think, yeah.
And Christian was... really unnaturally good at that game. Like we would have big parties. I would have a bunch of people over and he would take us all on and win at these parties. And I wasn't a novice at video games. I wasn't incredible, but I wasn't an idiot.
Right.
And neither is Evelyn, his wife, then girlfriend. And so when the most of the party would leave, when we were gearing up, it would typically just be Evelyn and I in one room and Christian in the other playing against us. And that was back in the day before Wi-Fi and everything, yeah. so we had to run cables down
hub.
The hallway. Yeah, I had a hub sitting in the middle of the hallway, plugged in, and it was just wires everywhere.
20 feet of USB cable had yeah. never been sold before. The Xbox hub.
and so when Christian would inevitably destroy Evelyn and I, we'd come out and be like, well, we'd say, well, we were in there playing Halo. And we'd stick our tongues out and pretend to be making out from about 2 feet away from each other. And so when you said it just now of like, what's a romantic thing? Maybe Halo. I was like, oh, no, that's very romantic.
That's very romantic.
that's where it's at.
I tried it once with my wife because my wife does not play video games. She's the, I like to play Crash Bandicoot, you know, girl. But not because she thinks it's a quality game, but because I'm a 30-year-old woman and it's made for 8-year-olds. So that works for me.
That's where I can... into, yeah.
So she, so when I said, let's plug in some Halo, and then I found great pleasure in shooting her in the head where she like I.
This is why she won't play games.
Well, she does. She has to understand my humor. We've been together for damn near 20 years. You know what I mean? You can't sit there and go, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't figure out these buttons. How does this work? Okay, you see that left stick? That's how you turn left. Okay, so move to the left, right? Okay, now the right stick, that's how you look up and down and all around. And okay, so now look up and then, okay, good. Now look to the left. Huh? Okay, you see that red dot off in the distance? Yeah. Kaboom! Headshot. That's me, you asshole.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
We did that for a while.
But is that? But see, I guess part of me is also thinking that this is your, and this is where I probably am mentally broken, because part of me thinks that this is the chance to get them in, to fall in love with games. Mm. Because if you make it the opportunity where they don't like it, then they're not going to get hooked. Because games are super addictive, right? I played Guild Wars with my wife. She was way into it, and then we didn't get a chance, and she hasn't. She, for Christmas, she gave me 2 hours of video gaming. Just a thing that says redeemable for 2 hours.
Like a coupon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm waiting. I think when Guild Wars 2 comes out, maybe I'll redeem that, make her play.
It's not like she gets in the way. Of what you're
not
doing.
At all, but I enjoy playing with her. We played Carcassonne on the Xbox before, which is a board game on a computer, on a TV screen.
Natalie loves to play Battleship on the Xbox. We did that as a night when Jacob was asleep or something, or maybe he was away, and she was like, "This is awesome."
How do you play that on an Xbox against each other?
Yeah, you don't look like you just kind of avert your eyes, if I remember correctly.
That's high tech.
Yeah, there's an aspect to it that makes it make sense.
My
I think
family
just can't look.
Had the worst. Have I said this at the show where we used to play digital online video poker with each other?
No,
I've never told you about this.
No.
How have I gotten this long with a video game podcast and never told this? My dad.
Video poker isn't a video game.
Well, this is
in
very
the strictest
close.
Definition, maybe.
Well, no, it was a console, so you plugged it in. Like you had to go around the back, plug it in, and everything. And
you networked multiple. Multiple TVs together?
No, that would be better. So in concept, I think the idea can work. This is before iPhones.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but it's the same as like that SpongeBob game you got Jacob and that everything lives within that controller
kind of
thing.
This is all the console did. And it was years ago, so the console wasn't tiny. It was large.
And is this pre-Nintendo days?
Or? No. This was just 5-7 years ago.
Okay, got it.
But the graphics aren't incredible.
Yeah.
So it's about, maybe the size of... I don't know.
On the big screen TV that your parents
have. Yeah, we have a giant screen TV, and it's like 16-bit graphics on it. And the thing is about the size of like a PS Vita.
I like the idea of your TV working hard to go backwards. Like
exactly. Can't handle it. So it's all peripheral. It's before Bluetooth was prevalent for controllers at all. And so it's got four cables coming off the thing to little controllers that have like yes, no, and then a tiny LED screen on it that showed your cards. So you would see the game on the screen, then you'd see the flop and everything. And if you know
and
Texas
it's all
Hold'em,
wired, though.
It's all wired.
That's the best.
And then you're sitting there and you look at it and you're like, do I hold, do I bet, whatever you want to do, and you can see your cards in your hand. Now, all of this sounds very cute and kitschy. A couple weird things, like my dad always put the max bet up to the highest and always put the amount of money on the table up to the highest. So it was like we could be doing the same thing with the lowest end of the spectrum, but no, we had to be playing with millions of dollars.
Right. But what that meant, did it also mean that he was killing a lot of time going do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
foresight there. Yeah. But the thing, like, it would take forever. The game would take forever. You have to look at it. You'd have cables. All we had animals.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because I think that's the difference between it being cute to play for $1 million and not is that time.
Yeah, you're like
that time of not playing the game, and then go ahead, keep going.
So we had pets that would trip over the cables. We'd be tripping over the cables. They'd be every. The TV is a big TV, so it'd be like 10 feet before the couches start. So they wouldn't be laying on the ground. They'd be taut through the room, and if you were sitting in some area, you couldn't see the screen without looking past the cables. It was dumb. And there was one time where I finally, after we had played it 3 or 4 times, where I go, you know, we could just play some cards around the table. And I honestly,
I almost walked on your joke. That's why.
Thank you. Well, I still had the punchline. We never played that damn thing again.
So you said that?
It never came out. I'm remembering now of like, I think everybody kind of went, oh, yeah. And it never showed up again. It sat on top of the TV, all wound up with the things around it and everything. Like
you,
oh, that was
you turned the light bulb on. Like, oh, this kind of a hassle.
This is kind of dumb.
I could go to CVS.
And I thought the whole time, I was like, this is like the ultimate family experience. What if we were all just sitting around playing cards?
Yeah.
That's the best. But instead, I feel like we're doing the worst, making this super simple game extremely complicated.
I like that. I feel bad because we're already almost out of time with this new format.
I found romantic games.
Oh, good. Because I wanted to come back to that, because I was trying to think of how to build...
Just about every Tales game ever, Tales of Destiny, the game I was in, Tales of Eternia, not on this
list.
But
how many players are in that?
Well, these are just games with romantic concepts. Like,
got it.
So I don't think this site is very smart. Here's the top five most romantic video games in honor of Valentine's Day. Or are these just couples? Oh, these are couples. Hold on. Suck at this.
The internet is hard. I can hit pause if you want.
No.
Well, I'm trying to think
it's just not the same. Well, because like Mario and Peach, I think there's some romance in there. I think the layouts in some of those
games.
Yeah,
but see, here's what I think. That idea, if that's one that you're honestly seeing on the site that you just called stupid, is that idea is somebody who doesn't play video games but writes a column for Cosmopolitan has also said, you know what? I can make an extra $20 if I write this article for video gamers. And it's not, I really don't think that a video game chick is going to be like, oh, you want to play Super Mario Brothers because I'm the princess and I'm Peach. Now, if you would have said Mario Party, that definitely plays into
it.
You know what I mean?
I'm on board with you. Yeah,
Mario Party is a fun game that you could do. You know, it's just
Dance Dance Revolution. No, what's the new one? Dance Central.
Oh,
that would be pretty cool because you get to hang out. You get to do something fun. You
get to
rock
watch
band.
Your lady shake with the good Lord gave her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it beats Rock Band.
I like this. Just dance. Get up there. Shake that.
And
you could do a little sweat.
You know, if you're married or sinners, you could do like naked Dance Central.
Oh, yeah. This just became my favorite episode.
I have this game. Hey, cat. Let's see if my wife will come out here.
We just got your new Tuesday.
Hey, Catherine. Hey, would you play a Naked Dance Central with us? With me? Dance Central, the game... Dance Central, the game on the Xbox, where you where you dance in front of the screen.
Oh, this is a good one to get your lady gamer to do.
She said yes, as long as it wouldn't hurt my jiggly body parts.
That's what we want to do.
Do you think that'd be a romantic experience? She says it'd be sexy.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing that on Valentine's Day, hon. Okay, thanks. Which is yesterday. Damn it.
That's what I mean. You just get her doing the Just Dance. She's going to work up a little sweat, you know. The exercise is going to get the endorphins flowing.
I get to watch her awesome. Dancing.
You get to be cute because most gamer dudes can't really dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're going to get up there. You're going to try and do the moves.
I think I'm going to combine these. I'm going to put my hands together, and we're going to do it in our lingerie and underwear.
Yeah.
This is pretty exciting. You have to go now. Hey, this has been the second funniest podcast.
Hold on, Kevin. This happened yesterday in the real timeline.
Yeah, no, but it's going to happen right now.
It's creepy that I'm still here.
It's going to happen right now.
You need to have some delayed gratification.
I was over 30 before I got married. Don't you tell me about delayed gratification, mister. I moved in with my girlfriend at 18.
I'm not saying that you can't climb on your lady and get sweaty. I'm just saying... And that's what I mean when I'm being romantic. All right, people. I'm just saying.
So much for I wonder if a lady would think that's very. See, I feel like that's a very dude thing. Like, I like the idea of us dancing around to Dance Central.
Right. No, but it's just like what your wife said. She said it would be. Here's what I think that. Because I have two thoughts that I want to throw out there. Because
what does Fergie have to say about this?
Fergie? I don't. Oh, she's talking about right now. See, now my point is this.
Yeah.
I want to say two things. Is that I think that there's a misunderstanding that women do not want to be ogled or looked at or drooled over.
Yeah, by their significant others.
Especially,
they desire it.
Or,
sure.
As I've learned in my experience, someone who is unattractive. Is not okay to ogle. But if you are attractive, you know what I mean?
If you are unattractive, you may not Ogle. I don't know if that is exclusively true, because you could be a very rich, famous, beautiful actor, and you ogle the wrong girl, and she'd be like, get your sweaty, greedy
palms. Yeah, but deep down
up.
Inside, she's like, yeah, thank
I
you.
I got, yeah.
You
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I mean? If George Clooney decides to give you a wink, no yeah, chick in her right mind
true.
Is going to be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? She doesn't care if you ain't her man. You know what I mean? She just, you're George Clooney, is what I'm trying to say. So the other thing, too, is that if a guy actually tries this, although it would have been too late, this maybe we should just release this now.
Yeah.
But the idea is you can't be shy. Don't be yeah. bashful. Don't be cute. When you're up there and you're dancing, she's had her
yeah,
turn.
Yeah, yeah.
The more you could cut loose, it'll be cute. It'll be endearing. Just be comfortable in your own skin and be comfortable with the idea of looking at her and going, oh, my goodness, she's hot.
Oh, my goodness.
She's hot.
All right. Well, I say you end with that. Like you begin with like that. That's the, what would be the perfect video game couples night. Then I guess is what I'm trying to say. Three acts. The third act is Dance Central because it's going to go right into it.
Yeah.
So warm up is maybe Mario Party.
Yes.
Okay. If you have that or some party. So what's like the middle ground? What's the game that you work together on, play with, and get
Left
ready?
Left 4 Dead. If she's hardcore, I would go back to that. Or some kind of I would do like a little bit more competitive, less kiddie. Right, because
like
here's what's
planet?
Going on. Yes,
yeah,
because
yeah.
you're getting more adult themed as the night goes on.
Yeah,
fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're doing. That's what you're
I'd
doing.
Say so.
You start off a little Mario Party. You're fishing it. You're reeling in fake duck turtle things or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what they do.
They're Koopas and they're chickens in a turtle shell. And then you go from that. You do a little something that's a little bit older, and then you get into the dance and
yeah.
you get in there, and then you're sweating, and then it's Valentine's Day the way Hallmark intended it. Just inappropriate and unwed children being born in the fantastic month of December. Is it December or November?
It'd be November.
November.
That's why Thanksgiving.
If your birthday's in November, shocker.
Yeah, if it's Thanksgiving Day, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, and eat Sherry's Berries the whole time.
Yeah.
The show has not been brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
I know, unfortunately. Sherry, if you're listening, please call us. In fact, I would love for you to.
I know. That's some good looking
stuff.
It'd
be better if it was the chorus. Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
We need to get out of here. There's more show coming next week. You know what? Fan mail. We'll do fan mail next week.
Fan mail next week, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Or later this week.
Sure.
Friday.
I don't care.
I'm bad at math.
I love it. Maybe we talk more about this. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, that
you
was
more
our
to
show.
Say?
No, I don't have anything. I like this idea, though. I'm jealous that there wasn't somebody to tell me how to do this. You know what I mean? Like when I was a younger fella coming up in the game of game. Literally,
yeah, you would have to have found a gamer girl because your girl was just a dancer.
Right. I had a girl that was, there wasn't a gamer girl around during my time. Like, it wasn't as prevalent as it is now. That wasn't its own niche or whatever, but I had a girl that was close to that.
Let's discuss that next week. What happened?
Okay.
When did lady gamers show up?
I like it.
Because you're right. They did not exist when I was a kid.
Valentine's Week special. It's all about the ladies. It's your holiday. It's your week. That's what we're talking about. 408-228-4911. Give us a call. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to tell more of your friends about the show. That's why we're doing these multiple shows in a week, so that we can increase the download numbers to show off to people like Sherry's Berries and say, listen, chick, get up on this. Bring your lovely lady lumps in the form of chocolate-covered strawberries into
our show.
You
get it with nuts on them. That just sounds terrible to me.
No. That's the way the good ones ended it. I gotta go.
Strawberries with nuts.
On behalf of my good friend, this is Cal. I feel like I'm forgetting a sponsor. Do we have a sponsor?
EA.
Stitcher.
Amazon.
Yeah, secondfunniestpodcast.com. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller.
Okay, bye.
Saying, okay, bye.
I was early.